Hi, Malika Bilal here, host of The Take by Al Jazeera. We are now a daily news show. So after the news updates, head over to Spotify to follow us and listen to the stories behind these headlines.
Al Jazeera Podcast.
The commander of Ukraine's ground forces says his troops are advancing on the Russian-occupied city of Bakhmut. Footage released by Ukraine's army appears to show Russian positions under fire near the eastern city. Elsewhere in the eastern Donetsk region, Moscow says it stopped a major Ukrainian offensive. Authorities say 250 Ukrainian troops were killed and 16 tanks destroyed. Charles Stratford has more from Kyiv.
Well, it's very difficult to get any kind of independent verification about these claims being made by both the Russians and the Ukrainians. The Ukrainians are saying that they've made a few gains, we understand, to the south of Bakhmut. But what we also know is that the vast majority of that town is very much under the control of Russian forces. I think more interestingly are these claims that are being made by Russian forces that Ukrainians made an attempt at an advance in what they say was five sectors of southern Donetsk.
Pro-Ukrainian fighters, meanwhile, have launched a raid in the Russian border region of Belgorod. One of the groups involved, the Russian Volunteer Corps, says it captured several Russian soldiers. It says it's ready to hand them over to Ukrainian authorities. In other news, a Palestinian toddler has died days after being shot in the head by Israeli forces in the occupied West Bank. Two-year-old Mohammed Haytham Tamimi and his father were both struck by Israeli fire on Thursday while they were sitting in a car. The shooting happened during an Israeli raid near Ramallah. Train services have resumed at the site of India's worst rail disaster in 20 years. Preliminary reports suggest a signalling system error caused the multi-train collision that killed 275 people on Friday. But authorities have launched a criminal investigation. At least 15 people have died after rains unleashed widespread flooding and landslides across Haiti. The severe weather has damaged thousands of homes. Libya's so-called 6+6 committee is meeting in Morocco to discuss drafting laws for upcoming elections. The group includes members of the Tripoli-based High Council of State and its rival base in the east. The UN is calling for the much-delayed presidential and parliamentary elections to take place later this year.